Okay.
I'm not sure if he's got it. Make sure it's running. Are we good to go, Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to start, Mr. Harris, with the public forum, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I don't have any speaker cards for... Okay.
Is this the time, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Very well. I'll deliver my card.
All right. Does anyone else wish to address the board at this time? This is public forum.
She works for us. Well, the dog?
Yeah, that's Sheila. Yeah. Steve, no card from you? Okay. Okay. Mr. Edwards, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards. It's a little funny not to see some other folks from Los Osos here, but maybe they're all getting worn out. I'm not sure. I happen to be in town today and wouldn't miss an opportunity to see your smiling faces. So here I am. And I wish I had a lot of good news. Unfortunately, I don't, though I am interested in hearing, if possible, from board members Hunter and Wolf about the subcommittee. I know David Licaro has been conferring with them and trying to be helpful in that regard, and so it'd be great to hear something coming from that subcommittee. But the remarks I had, I wanted to just touch on a few things that are happening in Los Osos, and I know dewatering was on the list of discussion items with the subcommittee. And for any of you that haven't been to Los Osos lately, I just encourage you to go down to Baywood Park and drive Pismo, actually 3rd Street between Pismo and El Moro. There are water extraction wells every 50 feet. I think they're 10-inch diameter wells, maybe. I think they're 10-inch diameter. And they're every 50 feet. And the thing that strikes me, and I'm not an expert, but it looks like they're going to dewater the bay. And I'm just not sure how effective that's going to be. So, again, I'd encourage you to go down there. And they haven't started extracting the water yet, so I think that's when the fun's going to begin. Another item that's happening, as it's turned out, the wastewater treatment site, the Jacamozzi site, as we all know it as, it's turned out it's too small. They were supposed to have a wet weather storage of 50 acre feet, and now they're, due to site constraints, they're down to 30 acre feet, and it's shrinking more and more. And I think that's alarming and potentially problematic. And then the main event, as you know, is the seawater intrusion, and that's really the crux of what I'm interested in. To date, our entire urban reuse program is about 15 acre feet a year, maybe 20. The ag reuse, of course, the county's entered into 3 delivery contracts now for ag users. They're all dryland farmers, they are dryland farmers, and 1 nursery for another 65 acre feet a year. No seawater intrusion mitigation, 0. These people don't have their own water. That's problematic. And what are we going to do with the other, I calculate, about 1,100 acre feet of water a year? What are we going to do with that water? Treated water, Title 22, clean stuff. How are we going to beneficially use that? There is no plan right now. Broderson is going to take virtually the entire amount, but for those little amounts that I referenced. So, I hate to continue to be redundant, but we need to get our arms around the seawater intrusion problem. It's not happening. The county's clearly not doing it. They're done. The community comes to your board with the wish that and the hope that something constructive can happen. And so I leave you with that challenge. And I'm available for questions if you have.
Thank you for your comments.
You.
Okay. No, you can comment, Dr. Hunter.
Okay. Mr. Edwards, thank you for your comments. And, of course, we are aware, and the information that the community continues to bring to us is important for us. We have met with the county, and I can tell you that I have no information. I've received no information as a member of the subcommittee. We have continued to express through staff what we require, a very simple request to see the dewatering plan, the final dewatering plan from both contractors. We have received nothing. We have met physically in the same room with the supervisor from that district and with the project staff. And They assure us that we will see these documents, but we haven't received them. So as of this week, I again requested that some follow-up be done, and I understand, and maybe Mr. Harris, can you comment on some possibilities that were identified for doing, understanding how the construction is being developed as far as dewatering where they are in there relative to the bay and so forth?
I was just going to comment that I signed their enrollment into the waiver, and as a condition of that, they are required to turn in their dewatering plans. You're right, we haven't received those yet. I trust they will provide those before they start the pumps up. Harvey, do you have anything else you want to add?
This is Harvey Packard. Dr. Hunter mentioned the other day the idea of checking up with the stormwater monitors out on the
right
site, and we can check in with those. They're independent contractors. They work for the county, but they're independent of the contractors doing the work, so they're a good source of what's going on and what the progress is.
Thank you, and so I hope that occurs soon. Because, you know, we all can tell you, anybody that lives out there, and I know we have regional board staff that live out there, it is full implementation. But I don't understand the rhyme and reason of where you know, which streets are the priority and, you know, how much of it is collection system, constructing the collection system, and how much of it is seasonal and, you know, different aspects of what the plan is. We haven't seen it.
Right. So, Harvey, can Dave try to track down those individuals next week then?
Yeah, it'll be Dave and or the stormwater person assigned to that area. So
okay.
We'll coordinate with them.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, that concludes public forum.